This is the Conservative Underground.
Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Southeast Arizona, fighting to expose the truth and help put the country back on track, this is the Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. And now, here's your host, behind the microphone of truth, Big D.
Alrighty, welcome to another broadcast episode of the Conservative Underground. Yes, we are broadcasting from the undisclosed location in Southeast Arizona. Welcome aboard, and thank you for tuning in to the program, because without you, the listeners, we do not have a show. So, Joe Biden is in. He announced via a video, and we're going to be listening to that video. In fact, we're going to be dissecting that video as it goes. I was going to, part of the intro monologue intro, is I was going to play the whole video for you and then go back and talk about it. But seeing as how this thing is so full of garbage, it's not even funny. We're going to go ahead and dissect it bit by bit. So stand by. Let's get started with this.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are.
All right, let's stop tape right there. All right, so the great document that he's referring to is the United States Constitution. That was it is such a great document, without a doubt. But how come it wasn't such a great document when you and Barack Obama were president and vice president there, Mr. Biden? You did everything you could to try to get rid of the Constitution, especially the former president, Barack Obama, because it stood in his way. And you Democrats seem to not like the Constitution. You want to crumple it up and throw it in the trash and replace it with this garbage nonsense. But, you know, since you know it by heart, Mr. Biden, then why is it you want stricter gun control? Why is it that you want to abolish the Second Amendment, Mr. Biden? You said that we were created with unalienable rights. Well, that's the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And you, Mr. Biden, you Democrats don't seem to like the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and you would do anything in your power to get rid of it.
We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those of the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. I wrote at the time that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation.
All right, hold it right there. So here we go. Already starting with the Republicans are racist, okay? That's what he's referring to here. He's referring to the Republicans being the racist, evil KKK. Well, first of all, a little background on the KKK. The KKK was actually founded by the Democratic Party, okay? Not the Republicans. That's number one. Number two, remember it was Abraham Lincoln, a Republican, who wanted to free the slaves. Remember that? Okay. Now, let's talk about the hatred that he's referring to. See, the Democrats always want to make it out that the Republicans are evil, racist, homophobes, and bigots, and they're the KKK and neo-Nazis and all of this other stuff. This is what Joe Biden is alluding to here in his campaign video. Okay. First of all, he comes out talking about the greatest document in the world, the Constitution, which is actually a factual statement. But it's the Democratic Party that wants to abolish the Constitution. It's the Democratic Party that wants to take away your rights, your Second Amendment right. Okay. They want gun control. Well, let me tell you, the Second Amendment, as I've said on this program before, has nothing to do with gun control. It's about a principle that you have the right to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. Okay? And yes, indeed, all men and women are created equal. That is absolutely factual statement. And it's the Democrats that formed the KKK, and it's the Democrats that have been trying to keep the Black Party down for so long and using them.
Well, that's even more true today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation.
Why, yes, yes, indeed, we are in the battle for the soul of this nation. And I'm telling, this is why I'm telling, now, you've heard me say this, and I know you've heard everybody for many years now talking about how this is the most important election in your lifetime. And I assure you, folks, this indeed is going to be the most important election in your lifetime. This election is going to determine whether the United States of America remains a constitutional representative republic or is transformed into a functional democracy by the Democrats. So yes, Joe Biden, you are right. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation. But it's not the soul, it's not the battle that you're trying to speak of, that we're going to become a racist nation again. It's a battle between a republic and a democracy.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake.
So, again, let's go back here a little bit. What he's saying is that if Donald Trump wins this election, America's going to become a racist nation because they say that Donald Trump is a racist. Well, first of all, There has never been anybody offer up any proof that Donald Trump is a racist. Okay. Remember, what was her name? Oromosa. She said that she had audio of Donald Trump using the N-word, that somebody recorded audio of that. But yet, you know, it's funny is that nobody's ever produced that audio. Nobody's ever produced that tape, ever. That tape has never been made public. It has never been produced. You know why? Because it doesn't exist. I assure you, if they had that audio, it would have been everywhere. Just like this whole thing with the Russian collusion. It's a zero burger. They have no evidence. They have no proof of Russian collusion. Yet they're still trying to push the fact that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. You know who colluded with the Russians? Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians. Oh, and Mr. Biden, by the way, it's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Our very democracy, he says. See, this man is already, well, the Democrats have been had this fight that they've been trying to convince you that we live in a democracy for many, many years now. This goes back a long way. It's not something that's new, but they're really, really pushing it harder than they ever have. And, you know, Mr. Biden, you say that you know the Constitution by heart. Well, then if you knew that, you would know that the Constitution clearly states that the United States is a republic. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution states that every state in the Union shall be guaranteed a republican form of government. It does not say a democracy. It does not say a democratic form of government. It says a republican form of government, Mr. Biden. I thought you said you knew the Constitution.
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Folks, America's an idea that's stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It gives hope to the most desperate people on earth. It guarantees that everyone is treated with dignity and gives hate no safe harbor. It instills in every person in this country the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve if you work at it. That's what we believe.
Yes, Mr. Biden, that is what we believe. That is what we believe, that America, if you come here and you work hard and you're successful, that's what we believe. But you believe, and Barack Obama believed, that if you come here and you work hard and you're successful, then we need to penalize you for that, and we need to redistribute that wealth, because it's not fair that I come here and I work hard and I'm successful, but you know, Joe Schmo comes here and doesn't want to work and he doesn't have money, and it's not fair for him, so we have to take away from me and give to him. It's called redistribution of wealth. That was Barack Obama's belief, and you were his vice president, Mr. Biden. And you stood by and idly watched this and participated in this, Mr. Biden.
And above all else, that's what's at stake in this election. We can't forget what happened in Charlottesville. Even more important, we have to remember who we are. This is America.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden's
campaign
launch video, interrupted by me, yours truly,
on those clashes
Big D,
in Charlottesville, and specifically
it's full of crap.
President Trump's
it's full of
response
lies.
To that. He wants
it's
to frame this campaign
garbage.
As a campaign between
he
him and President
Trump, his campaign
saying
based
that he needs
on a lie,
to defend the character
accusing Donald
of this
Trump
country. Now, later
of
today,
being
we're going
racist.
To see Joe Biden up
accusing
in Philadelphia
of being
at a fundraiser,
racist.
A private fundraiser that will be
you know,
attended by many in the Pennsylvania
Democratic Party.
Bob Casey. This is showing that
they
he
preach
wants to
out
have
of one side of their mouth
right
how we
gate,
have to love,
with those
honor,
fundraising
and
figures,
accept
as he's
everybody,
now officially a candidate
no matter what
president.
Their belief Allison. System is.
All right, all that sign, stick around.
But
with
then, out of
right
the other
now,
side of their mouth,
Alex Burns, New York
when you don't
Times
agree with what they say,
story
why
Joe
then
Biden
you're an evil, racist, homophobic bigot that needs to be eliminated from the face of the earth. And so there's Joe Biden coming in.
Political analyst here with us as well.
Alex gloves Burns, are off,
that
folks.
Video
Look, this is going to be
a
pretty interesting election. We're going to talk a little bit more about that right after the break. So stick around and don't go away. Alrighty, let's talk about tea. Not just any tea. GetTheTea.com. They have all kinds of cool stuff. They have cleansing teas. They have stuff for eye health, stuff from the sea, immune support, stamina, energy, food and protein, just all kinds of cool stuff. Log on to the website at www.getthetea.com. Log on now.
It's really, really stark, and it does convey in public what we know he has told people in private, which is that he sees this election as a national emergency, and he sees that as the rationale for his candidacy, that if there's one person who is capable...
Did you know you can find us on iTunes and Google Play too? Or download the free Podbean app by logging on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com and clicking the green Podbean app button on the bottom of your screen.
I'm not going to put one this morning. David Gregory,
are you looking to advertise?
I mean, look,
then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
At peace, all of those are strengths for President Trump.
Hi, this is John Jeffers, inviting you to listen to my show
from 2018 in the congressional.
You know, on the Jeffers brief, we discussed topics of interest and concerns for question of Trump's
negatives
on the Counter Radio Network,
mostly personal, how he's leading the country, the sense that people have about America today, are all negatives for Trump, and that's where Biden is going. You talk about campaigning and poetry and governing prose. This is a lot of poetry coming from Biden this morning. And yes, I think it's very interesting. Goes down on Charlottesville. So this is a moment that says everything you need to know about Donald.
Alrighty, welcome back to the second segment of today's program of the Conservative Underground, and we are talking about Joe Biden, who has entered the 2020 campaign for president based on a lie that Donald Trump and Republicans are evil racists, which is the lie that the Democrat Party has been trying to portray about the Republicans for so long now. You know, this isn't anything new, people. And this is kind of exactly what I expected to come out of this whole thing.
His supporters say that there is no
to come out of Joe Biden's launch, because
vice president,
the whole thing is nonsense. It's a shenanigan. It's a scheme to get you, the American people, to believe that that Donald Trump is a racist. And nobody's ever been able to provide anything different. Now, I do want to. I want to go back because my producer informed me that last segment I said Aramosa. It's pronounced Amorosa. And so I stand corrected on that. But yeah, remember, she had that audio that Donald Trump used the N-word. But I never heard it, and neither did anybody else, because the audio never existed. So here we go. We have a pretty large field of candidates for the 2020 election.
Voters, and this is something
and
we
so here we go. We're going
to
take a little run
of this campaign.
Down
Alex, article,
the rankings
there are, though,
of the 2020 field of Democratic candidates.
Why?
Now,
why would, I mean, he has so
disclaimer.
Much why wouldn't he run a competent
this
campaign?
Well,
in
is
some respects,
current
it's past
as of this recording right now.
Results. He's run for president.
This is subject
before, times,
to change
has sort of
at any given moment.
In the race in 1988
so,
and in 2000.
Just keep that in mind.
He has never
all right, we're going to just cover the top 10. There's
a
huge field of
start,
candidates.
Right?
We're
Barack
only going
Obama
to talk about the top
twice,
10.
That's a supporting
starting
role.
From
so
10
he's the starring
and
actor,
counting backwards.
In this campaign. And if you
so,
look over the last couple months,
you have number 10, Julian Castro.
All through his
number 9,
process,
Kirsten Gillibrand.
Described.
Number
you know, the
8,
other side of it is
Cory Booker.
Indecision. He pushed back
number
the
7,
deadline for entering the
Amy
race
Klobuchar.
Several times. The leaks from
number
his
6,
operation that
Elizabeth
ideas
Warren.
Were sort of floated
okay.
and discarded, like
that
Abrams,
is
should they
from
ask
10
Abrams
to 6.
Vice president up front.
I don't see any of them going anywhere, and I don't see any of those
posted. Joe Biden
getting the nomination.
Known for running a really tight and
now,
disciplined
let's
ship.
Talk
and
about
he's not
the
been
top five.
In this particular media
Beto
and
O'Rourke.
Political environment out there on his own
Pete
before, right? So
Bettigig,
I think we're going to learn pretty fast. In the
Kamala
next
Harris.
Two, just how disciplined
Joe Biden is in at number two, and Bernie Sanders is at the top in the number one slot. Now, those are your top five as of this right now, as of this program. It is subject to change within the hour. Something to take note of here is that Joe Biden just announced here a day or so ago, and he's already at number two. So the fight is going to be between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Okay, I don't see Kamala Harris pulling any magic wool out of the basket, and I certainly don't see Beto O'Rourke. Robert Beto O'Rourke, he was, in the beginning, he was getting a pretty big push from the media, and then all of a sudden, that push, I guess they realized that he was going nowhere in a hurry, and so they kind of backed off of that push. Last night, I guess, he had a campaign rally that I guess around 30 people actually showed up to it. It was at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and about 35 people showed up. A reporter posted that about 35 people here to see Beto O'Rourke at UNLV. And so nobody is showing up. He's not drawing any crowds. The excitement for Mr. O'Rourke is, I think, pretty much gone. So I think you're going to be looking right now at a battle between Bernie Sanders, the washed-up socialist, and Uncle Gropey Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has been in damage control, but they didn't seem to think too much of it. You know, it's funny. They talk about Donald Trump and how he gropes women. And, you know, they took some tapes and took them out of context. But even that, even at that, they've tried to make it out to where Donald Trump, abuses women and all this other stuff. But, you know, look at Joe Biden. And it's this guy, you know, and then he has the audacity to joke about, these women bringing accusations for inappropriate touching. I mean, this guy has the audacity to launch his campaign based on a lie and then make accusations against Donald Trump. And then he has the audacity to joke about inappropriate touching. You know, what has the Democratic Party come to nowadays? And, you know, it's just, it irks me at the audacity, you know, the audacity of hope. Yeah, the audacity of BS. That's what this whole thing is. It's BS. And, you know, to come out and try to say that he's going to run his campaign based on racism. Racism and stopping Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a racist. And we cannot allow Donald Trump to have another 4 years in office because this country is going to return to its roots of racism. Let me tell you something. The racism card in this country was almost extinguished. And then along came Barack Obama and reignited the racism fire right back into this country again. Everything was doing fine until Barack Obama came on the scene with his racism nonsense. And now we're right back where we were before. Well, maybe not as bad, but it's still pretty bad out there. This country is divided. This country is divided like never before. And we're in a fight, people. We are in a real fight right now. We're in a fight to save the Republic. And I'm telling you, like I said before in the program, this is going to be the most important election of our lifetime. And I guarantee you, you are going to see all kinds of lying, cheating, stealing, whatever they're going to be able, whatever they do, they're going to do it at their best to make sure they stop Donald Trump. And so I look for this election. I look for the showdown to go between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And I look for the showdown to go between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, because I think Bernie Sanders is going to get robbed again. He smells a fish already. I think the Democrats are going to pick Joe Biden and they're going to run with him. Why? Well, first of all, he's the former vice president. Second of all, he's got notoriety, you know, and so he's going to be the top contender, and that's who's going to get it. Now, I could be wrong. I was wrong before, but I look for him to get it. I look for him to be the nominee. It's going to be interesting because the Democrats are about to tear themselves apart fighting for this whole nomination thing. They're going to tear them. This is going to be a self-destruction battle, and it's going to be funny to watch. Now, in the meantime, we'll keep an eye on the 2020 Democratic showdown here. That's going to be shaping up to be a bloodbath between the Democrats that are in the race. So we'll keep an eye on that and keep you posted. We're going to take a break. And then after the break, we're going to come back and talk about the final findings like we did on the Mueller report and what Attorney General Barr has to say. And, you know, the whole Clinton thing and that. So stick around. We're going to come back right after the break. So don't go away.
Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
Hi, this is John Jeffers inviting you to listen to my show, The Jeffers Brief. You know, on The Jeffers Brief, we discuss topics of interest and concerns for preppers and patriots. You can only find us on the Comptoir Radio Network on podbean.com or KYAH 540 AM, Utah's Talk Authority. Hope you join me and we'll talk to you then.
Alrighty, welcome back to this segment of the Conservative Underground, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Southeast Arizona. And thank you for tuning in. We've been talking about Joe Biden's announcement that he is officially in the 2020 campaign for president. And we ran down the list of candidates, the top 10 list anyway, at this juncture in the game. And now I want to switch a little bit and go back to Mueller and Clinton. And so Clinton was recently asked here what she thought about the whole indictment thing for President Trump.
Well, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted.
Engaged in what acts? Collusion with the Russians or obstruction of justice? Which can somebody explain to me what exactly Donald Trump did that was an obstruction of justice? Because I don't get it. He called it a witch hunt. That's obstruction of justice, I guess, in the Democrats' eyes. But wait, there's more.
As I read it, basically what I thought it was saying is, look, we think he obstructed justice. Here are 11 examples of why we think he obstructed justice.
Okay, obstruction of justice is what she's referring to because, surprise, surprise, they have no collusion. Her lawyer, Mueller, yeah, Clinton's lawyer, said that we don't have any proof of collusion. So, he obstructed justice. We think he obstructed justice, and here's 11 reasons why we think he obstructed justice. We think, okay, is different than saying he obstructed justice, and here's 11 examples of why he obstructed justice. See the difference there? But wait, there's more.
But we do have checks and balances in America, and there is this thing called the Congress. I mean, you could not be more explicit than, please, look at this. You may look at it and conclude it doesn't rise to an impeachable offense. That's your job, but I'm giving this to you.
We have a thing called a Congress. That's right, Hillary Clinton. And guess what? I think that you're going to be seeing a little bit more of them here pretty soon, because Attorney General William Barr thinks that there was spying on Donald Trump. We covered that in the last program. He thinks that there was spying. Look, you guys had a FISA warrant. A FISA warrant is a legal legal clearance to spy on somebody. Why would you not have a FISA warrant against Donald Trump unless you were spying? So I think you are going to see a little bit more of Congress pretty quickly here, hoping that this goes through, because the Attorney General also says that he is going to investigate the genesis of the whole Russian collusion thing. In other words, who started it? And I think, Mrs. Clinton, all roads will be found leading back to you. So speaking on indictments, I would tread very lightly. I know that you're very confident right now and that you're untouchable because you believe that you're above the law. But everybody knows, Mrs. Clinton, that you're a criminal. Everybody knows that. And justice will be served in this country. And I think justice is coming much sooner than later. So, talking about indictments, we know that you also said that if you were ever indicted, you would take 90% of them down with you. Well, we know that to be true as well. We know that all of the media, we know that Barack Obama, we know that Vice President at the time, Joe Biden, now candidate for the 2020 presidential election. We know that all of the media was involved in this whole thing. We know that the names, the likes of Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar and Beto O'Rourke and all of these people, I'm telling you, we know that they're all going to be linked at some point in time or another. The whole scandal is about to come barreling wide open, and it's going to be sitting in your face, Mrs. Clinton. So I would start to begin to wonder how you're going to get out of this, because you are about to be exposed for the true criminality that you are all about. So we're waiting in angst. And I know that Attorney Barr said, well, you know, a lot of it's already been investigated. There's a lot that hasn't been investigated, and there's going to be a lot that comes into the open here real soon. We've put together a montage, or some sound clips, actually, of Mr. Barr being questioned before, I think this was with Ms. Shaheen, on the whole collusion thing. So listen to this.
Yeah, I, as I said in my confirmation hearing, I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, you know, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections, we want to make sure that during an election, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. Well, I guess you could. I think there's spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur. I also want to make clear this is not launching an investigation of the FBI. Frankly, to the extent there were any issues at the FBI, I do not view it as a problem that's endemic to the FBI. I think there was probably a failure among a group of leaders there at the upper echelon, and so I don't like to hear attacks about the FBI because I think the FBI is an outstanding organization, and I think, you know, Chris Wray is a great partner for me. I'm very pleased that he's there as the director. And if it becomes necessary to look over some former officials' activities, I expect that I'll be relying heavily on Chris and work closely with him in looking at that information. But that's what I'm doing. I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
And so there you have it, Attorney General Barr saying that he does believe that spying occurred, that he is going to investigate the genesis and the conduct of the whole thing, not saying that the FBI is guilty of anything, and I would agree with that. But that possibly some of the upper echelons. So now we know where he's going with that. And I would agree with that too. So, you know, here we go. We're getting ready to take a ride, an unprecedented ride on a roller coaster that this country has never ridden before. And I think if this thing does start to unravel, we are going to see criminal activity beyond belief on the part of the Democrats. Now, does that mean the Republicans are innocent? Well, no, not necessarily. But after the investigation that we've had against President Donald Trump, they have nothing to go on. They can't find him guilty of anything. And they're just fit to be tied about that. And so, you know, it's one thing after the other and after the other and after the other. But like I said, I think you're going to see the tables get turned. And I think you're going to see a lot of backpedaling by folks on the left. I think you're about to witness things of historic levels. And I can't wait, ladies and gentlemen, because I've said this before, and I'm going to say this again. I really would like to see two things happen. I'd like to see the border be secured, and I'd like to see Hillary Clinton investigated and arrested and put behind bars. That's what I'd like, and Barack Obama. That's what I'd like to see. And folks, I may get my wish, before too much longer. Listen, we're going to bug out of here. We're pushing right about 40 minutes now. So there's a lot going on. We will be keeping an eye on the developing stories within the Democratic Party, and we will be watching with Ernst, waiting for the bloodbath to occur, which we all know is coming sooner or later. And so we will continue to watch in angst the activities, and we are also going to keep our eyes on this whole investigation into the Russian collusion story as well. In the meantime, for those of you who are out there, I know that there are some other people out there talking about, you know, other candidates to run in 2020 on the Republican ticket, and it's kind of a low-key thing right now, but I'm telling you right now, don't even try, because none of them stand a chance right now against Donald Trump, the machine, okay? Don't even try to split the vote, because it's not going to happen. Donald Trump is going to walk away with, this is my prediction. My prediction is that Donald Trump is going to walk away with this thing, and he's going to win this election. He's obviously going to get the nomination. He's also going to win the election, and then you're going to witness again, just like you did in 2016, the Democrats repeatedly go back into full meltdown mode. However, you may be witnessing the very end of the whole thing as well. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're going to bug out of here. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, visit our sponsors. Remember, if you want to advertise with us here on the Conservative Underground, we are working to take our program on to 1100 AM KFNX up in Phoenix, Arizona. And if you would like to get your product or service out in front of a large audience, then contact Francis Battaglia over at KFNX. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Are you looking to advertise? Then advertise with the Conservative Underground on KFNX. With over 50,000 weekly listeners, KFNX has one of the largest signals of any Phoenix radio station. If you're interested in advertising on radio with a large listener base, then contact Francis Battaglia, President, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Call Francis at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. Call now.
This has been The Conservative Underground. Send us an email to undergroundtalkshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.redstateunderground.com. Listen to us online on any device. Simply log on to www.undergroundtalkshow.com. Catch us on social media. On Facebook at Underground Talk Show. On Twitter at Underground Show 2. That's SHO and the number 2.